Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Supposed to do a show when, as soon as we're about to come back from break, I'm told that there's tacos and pastries.
Hold on,
there.
Keep talking.
Hey, they told me.
That's wild. It is in the loop. Sports Radio 610. John Lopez for the time being.
I like
Figgy
tacos.
Fig. Also, maybe for the time being. No, we got audio to play. You got to hang around. Myself, Reginald Atitula, and you. That's right. I don't know if they brought those, but Sean actually might. Sean might be over there.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. He might be over there making
a video or something like that.
It's taquerias
around us.
Hey, you ain't say that the one time. You tried to be fancy and say it in Spanish.
I did. Oh, well.
There you go. Thanks for hanging out with us. See y'all on the YouTube, on the Twitch, and then also, of course, text it in 713-572-4610. Should be a fun day here on Sports Radio 610. I have it on good authority. Titus Howard will be on the station.
How about that?
2:15 on the drive.
And we have tacos.
Yeah, I was like, look, that's going to be fun for us. Yes. Maybe that'll make the show better for you, because I don't know that we can give you any tacos through the radio or anything like that. But you can appreciate us enjoying them, I guess. Mm-hmm. What I did not enjoy, I will be completely honest. And I'm kind of glad that our plans kind of fizzled out a little bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that we would have had a lot of fun watching this game end like this.
Mm-hmm.
Butler is there, and the Astros drop this one 5-4. Astros had a couple of leads in this game and couldn't hold on. A 3-run sixth inning with Kyle McCann delivering a 2-run home run in that inning. Give the A's a 5-4 final, and the Astros have dropped the first two games of this series in 6 out of 8 overall.
6 out of 8? How did that happen so fast?
I don't know. I think I was telling
that part hit me hard.
We were just talking about, like, oh, the Astros, baby. Oh, 6 out of 8?
Well, I mean, six out of eight.
Some of the reason that happened was, again, we talked about some of that defense, some of that stuff has been kind of problematic.
We seen it in this game.
Yeah, oh,
we
just, my goodness.
We sure did. Like, all right, let's have the defense talk before we talk about what the thing that I think, for me personally, mm-hmm. I'm more interested in, because I think I might have, I don't know if I've come to terms with this or just kind of expect this, but the defense is something that's hitting you square in the chest.
It is, because, you know, we're talking about, like, they're in, they're going to make the playoffs. You know, the Mariners aren't going to do anything.
3.5 games, though. Like,
yeah, I get it.
So I switched to the Mariners game right after that when mm-hmm. they was playing the Padres.
Because they were on Fox, yeah. Right?
And as soon as I switched to it, they said, oh, the Astros lost. Shout out to the A's. They helping us out.
Yeah.
The Astros just leaving that door open.
Look, if anything we've learned this year, it's that anything is possible. But I feel most of us feel pretty comfortable with the Astros getting in. So I'm starting to, you know, I said yesterday, I don't quite feel the same as I always have, and I don't think anybody honestly would say they do as in years past, you know. But like, you start to feel starting pitching, you're you know, it's going to be good. Now let's just see how they handle the postseason and all that, but it's going to be good. The injuries are always going to be there, and it's something that you're going to have to sort of just mix and match and make work. And the offense is going to have to get on a hot streak. But I think the biggest hurdle, so to speak, is clear now for this Astros and where they want to get. And it's defense. I mean, we've talked about the defense. We've talked about how they've struggled and they got to clean it up and all this other stuff. Right now, the defense is a disaster. Let's not even, I mean, they lost the game yesterday in large part because of a tailor-made double play that Jose Altuve just botched.
Yeah.
You know, and
he looks so sad after that, too, man.
He looks so bad.
He just dropped his whole head down.
And by the way, we'll get back to Jose Altuve and cap or no cap later in the show as well. But it's the defense. Like, you have defense letdowns like you've had in so many recent games in a playoff series, you ain't gonna win. I mean, you're going to lose that one game because those are the things that happen. So right now, my whole focus is this defense is a disaster, and if it can't get any better, you're just in trouble. I mean, you're just in trouble in the postseason, and it's going to be very, very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the thing, and maybe you can, like our friend Pal Pals on YouTube says, like, maybe the decision to bring Hunter Brown out for the sixth was not the one, because ultimately he gives up three runs there, and that's the deciding factor in this, you know, in this game. I think I'm in a place where I have a decent amount of faith in Joe Espada, and especially with the starting pitchers just overall. Yeah, the defense is much more of a concern, because it's a lower level of quality compared to any of the other things that we talk about, any of the other facets of the game when it comes to pitching, even managing, and then also at the plate. The one thing I will say, though, at the plate is, hey, man, how many dudes are going to be there and ready to go? Because when guys are there, and when the time seems to arise, this team gets hot, right? This team finds a way to get things done, right? Whether, you know, championship medal or whatever you'd like to ultimately classify that as, they typically will show up in that way, right? So I don't know. Like, that is one of those things that maybe you could talk about, but are they going to be there because the gremlins pop up, right? Obviously, Kyle Tucker had a very particular thing that now, once that fracture seems to like have been handled in some ways, he seems to be making his way back. Obviously, you know, swinging the bat, hopefully be in the field sooner rather than later, and then everything is cool there. Yordan is Yordan, right? But now you have Altuve in the middle of an at-bat in, what was that, the fifth or the sixth? But in the middle of this game, he just kind of has to call them in from the dugout, like, hey, man, this right side not feeling right.
Yeah.
And so if you don't mind here, Fig, I do want to get Altuve talking about this. Because we were trying to figure out what happened there, right? Like, we don't know exactly what happened there. Here's Altuve. This is cut one, talking about how, you know, we just don't quite know yet.
I just wait until, like, it's too early to get something done. Wait until tomorrow, see how I feel, and go from there.
I don't, you know what I'm going to say about this.
What are you going to say? I would like to hear from your mouth.
He said, it's, you know, all's going to be good. Joe Espada said, we'll see on this. Doesn't think it's that big a deal. I mean, how many times have we heard this before? I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying you can't trust him. I don't know if it's bad. It might not be anything.
You feel like this is a can't trust situation?
What evidence do we have that we can?
I hear you on that.
Like,
my man has been like, they have hurt me.
What single piece? Name one single piece of evidence.
They have hurt me.
How about what happened yesterday? And Tyler Milner went off on this, and I was laughing my butt off. So, 4 p.m. before the game.
Yeah.
They're talking about Chaz McCormick, okay? Yeah. It's, you know, what was it, wrist, whatever. And it's going to be fine. It's whatever. He'll be fine. After the game at 10 p.m., yeah, he's going on IL.
Yeah. In fact, him and Chaz McCormick goes to the IL. Nick Hernandez is his option, and the Astros have called up Greg Kessinger and Brian King.
Just give me...
That has happened
this
morning.
This is the boy crying wolf. Like, maybe this is legit, and they're telling the truth, and it's going to be fine, and he's going to be out there and all that.
Yeah.
But there is not a single piece of evidence to believe them. Not one.
Well, I will say that at least when it comes to Jose Altuve, I don't think that he said anything that would require us to, like, not believe him. And look, let's see if you believe I'm right or if I'm wrong here. Fig, this was Altuve talking about if he felt worried about this at all.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm not really worried. Like I said, maybe I just wake up tomorrow and I'm good to go. So we don't really want to take any decisions tonight because, you know, normally in an injury, you wait until the next day and see how you feel.
Okay.
That feels like standard, though. That feels like a standard procedure where you don't want to. I mean, you don't have evidence right now that it's absolutely going to be an issue. So he's going to go from a positive perspective.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything as of this morning or as of this when we're talking about it right now. When it comes to what it looks like, what will be very telling is what the lineup looks like for the game, which is what is a
well. He probably he won't play today, right? Afternoon game.
I would hard pressed.
Yeah.
But I imagine that once we get out to the ballpark, you know, get reporters out to the ballpark and talking to the manager and those types of things, maybe we get a little bit of insight. But then I guess that speaks back to the idea of how much can you trust whatever they ultimately.
Joe Espada after the game, he's dealing with some right side discomfort. I'm not really concerned right now. Okay.
Sound like Tommy John to me.
Cool story.
All right. Okay. But yeah, the reason why I brought all this up ultimately is then it just feels like if it's not one thing, it's another.
That's true.
And so is everybody going to be feeling? And to be fair, like Altuve's played damn near all these games, right? As you've had dudes up and down and that as a dude who is not a spring chicken, like that was a possibility, is that you end up looking up and you go, oh man, you've overutilized him, and maybe that's the case.
And
but
he's been healthy all year.
That's the thing that gets a little frustrating as you really barrel towards the end of the season and towards the postseason. Is he going to feel good? We'll see what we ultimately get here. 713 asks a question: why is Bregman hitting cleanup, especially after success he had batting second? Espada likes what you're getting out of Yordan batting second.
And Bregman's done that in the past. I mean, I think they're just trying to get those bigger top of the order at bats for Yordan as well.
Yeah, and I know that Yordan has said, like, you know, the batting second doesn't give him as much time to see as many balls in that second at bat. But
correct.
I think that with a guy like that, give him more opportunities to get up to the plate, man. I'm a firm believer in this new school of baseball where we are, where it's like, hey, those kind of traditional roles of, oh, you have this type of hitter and that, get. Put your good hitters up early and try and see if you can get
more at bats equals more at-bats. Opportunities.
Yeah. And especially when it comes to Yordan and the guarantees that we know that he provides.
Yeah.
I'm good with that as it is. But yeah, they'll play again 1 p.m., 1:10 first pitch going today, and they're trying to avoid a sweep against the A's.
Man.
Like, I know that the A's have been playing incredible baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And yet saying it sounds nonsensical, but you got to see him really.
It's still the A's, man.
It is still the A's. But ultimately, man, seeing what the status of Jose Altuve is going to be super important. Seeing if Kyle Tucker eventually plays the field, going to be important. We'll keep you up to date when we get more information in that regard. And remember, and of course, I have set myself up not for success in this moment, but I do want to remember that our baseball talk is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, time for the question of the day here in the loop. What's your most embarrassing phone/social media moment? 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. Buddy, I don't know if I can even say that on air. We'll talk about it next.